y'all, what's going on? So here the final podcast of the night, of the day. I'll probably release it in the morning, but before I do all that, before I continue talking, I have a comedian tonight joining me. I feel like I needed to have him on the show tonight because it's a lot to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make some noise in your car right now for comedian Beta Ball. What's up, bro?
What's good, my brother? How you living, man?
Man, I am. First of all, I just want to say, before I even met you, I had already heard about you. My uncle, Mike.
Yeah.
He had already told me about you, and then I had started to see you getting shows in South Florida, like, you know, in like the Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Miami area.
Yeah.
And I was like, and people used to call me and ask me about you, and I'd be like, oh, I don't think he's funny. You know, like, I used to be like, he's not funny. But then, you know, after getting to know you, and before even seeing you ever, you came to Atlanta in one of the toughest spots in Atlanta. And you turned it up, man. And I I salute you for that, bro.
Hey, I appreciate it, my brother, man. It was good, man. I appreciate the opportunity, man. Yeah, hey, you gotta let them know at least how I got up.
Yeah, you can't. And then, look, the crazy part is you rolled up here with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hit you up on some humbug. Like, I was like, man, you know, I keep seeing him on Facebook. I'm not the person to put anybody on a show out of town or anything like that. Bring him up here to see how he do.
You know, yeah.
I thought you was gonna flop at that spot we went to. I was like, he about to flop, man, and it's gonna be so humbling for him. But you went up there and turned up, and I was like, oh, okay, I can rock with him. I just left him about tonight.
Yeah, hey man, that spot was cool, man. It was a real cool spot. I like that spot, man. It was real mellow.
I just left there.
Good food too. How was it tonight? Nice crowd.
Man, tonight was so nice. They was giving away loud after you got off stage.
I shouldn't have been there tonight, man. That's
bro, tonight was so crazy. I got off stage. Somebody gave me a whole 3-5. It was like, man, that was so funny. I was like, oh, bet a whole 3-5 for the cast.
For real. I need something like that, man.
I respect how real you is too. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro, you can't do nothing but be real, bro. That's one thing I can say, man. I can only be the best me. I don't know how to be nobody else, dog. Like, that's something my mother always put on me, man. Just be you. Like, if they don't like you for you, then that's on them. Like, hey, and I just took it and ran with it, bro. I don't really care too much about what people think about me, none of that.
And that's a real good talent right there, to not care.
Yeah,
that's the best. That's one of the best talents, to not give a damn about what nobody thinks.
Man, bro, that's a problem these days. A lot of people don't. A lot of people do. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people do give a damn about what other people think. So it's making them, like, you never know, man. The smartest person right now could be probably one of the weirdest people. I ain't even gonna say weird. I'm just one of the thrown off people, but just because they're trying to configure themselves to be like everybody else, instead of standing out and being who they're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying?
No, I definitely agree. I think I have that problem. You know what I'm saying? I think I mean, just like in general, like I be wanting everybody. I kind of like care what people think. That's why, like, starting this podcast is something that I want to do, because I'm like, okay, cool. It's gonna take me out of my element. I'm so used to being on stage,
and I
messaging what I'm delivering, you know, can make people, like, you know, like, talk to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I mean, bro, what's the thing is, bro, see, you one of those people who got like that hard shell. If you don't like it's like a hit or miss with you.
If
they fuck up like the first time, if they mess up that first time, bro, it's like, nah, you don't even want to deal with it. You know what I'm saying?
Because you don't want to keep going through it. No, relationships with regular common people, like, people think relationship just mean like the person that you're with. No, it means my relationship with God, my relationship with friends, my relationship with just regular people. Like, so, like, in a relationship, I don't want to be done dirty the entire time because I've been there before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, in a friendship or any type of a ship, period, I don't want that shit to be bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as it start out rocking, I'm like, all right, I gotta go. Like,
No, but see, you can't do that, bro, because that's what builds good friendships, though. Because I done had some homeboys, dog. Like, I got some homeboys right now, and they, like, these dudes is, like, my ace boom coons. Like, I got a rapper homie who I be having to, like set straight sometimes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the homie, I don't want to put him out there, but he owed me something. Not, it wasn't much, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if he thought, like, when I was hitting him up, like, I was hitting him up just for that. Like, first off, homie, you my dog. Like,
exactly.
I can't damn about that. You know what I'm saying? But don't be pushing me off just because, you know what I'm saying, you
thinking about that money.
You know, yeah, bro. Like, I don't play like that, bro. If I deal with you, I deal with you, bro. That little change. If I ask you for it, then I need it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't ask you for it, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you get it, you know what I'm saying? Get it to me. And we straight. But yeah, man, I have people weird, man. So yeah, my circle is pretty close, bro.
Yeah, my circle is so. I mean, I lost my best friend about a year and a month ago now.
Yeah, man.
He was just like that. Like, yeah, like me and him, I could owe him whatever, and we'll still talk every day. And one time he said to me, he was like, "Man, you know what I mean? You're the only person that I ever dealt with that'll owe me, and still pick up and talk to me." You know what I'm
for
saying?
Real.
Like just talk to me. Like, we ain't gotta care about that. That ain't nothing. And that's how it's supposed to be. But a lot of people don't understand that. But
never.
With comedy, as far as like the comedy goes, I don't like to mess with people that just rub me the wrong way, because this is a snake game, man. You got comedians in the comedy shows not telling that damn joke and leaving you a full set because they done learned your set.
Bruh. You feel me? I done seen. Bro, and then you know it's crazy? Some people will try to give you, like, try to critique you or give you tips and stuff and then steal your material. Like, how you do that? Like, that don't even, I don't know, that don't make sense to me. I don't get it.
My favorite joke about my dad, that's one of my favorite jokes, man. I met a comedian, man. He asked me to use my joke. He kept asking me to use that joke so much. I know he using my joke. Like, I know that my joke is being used right now. You know what I mean? But you just in this game, you gotta just take it and run with it, man. Ain't nobody gonna tell your story like you tell it anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's how I feel, man. So, and most of my shows, man, you see my stuff, like, I ain't lying, bro. I got like maybe a couple jokes that you'll hear a few times at my shows, bro, but like all my shows be different.
Man, but see, that's a problem. I think that's a problem too, because all my shows different. Like, you can watch my old stuff, like, you gotta find a set that you know them for. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta like I'm gonna keep using myself. I'm known for my daddy jokes. So somebody be like, "Man, your daddy joke, that's funny." So, like, they gotta be able to recognize you for a joke. You got a favorite joke that you tell?
Hey, bro, you know what joke is killing right now?
Yeah.
I just did this at my last show in Hialeah, the one about us driving on the highway and the gay dude.
Now that talk about is. That is hilarious. When you said that, a few hours was like, dog. But you know, you say you wrote that on the road with me, eh?
Yes, bro, I wrote that on the road.
Bro, like, it's all about who you with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the creativeness, you feel me?
Yeah.
And like, me and you, like, we kind of like I said, I had heard of you a long time ago before you reached out to me, because we share the same uncle, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was telling me about you doing stand-up, and I was like, "Oh, all right, bet." You know, he was trying to tell me to use some, like, any advice or tips, and I can't tell you nothing. You kind of just got to, like, go through this game yourself to learn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely do. And when I linked up with him, like I said, it was for the NAACP, man. It was for, like, 30 kids, like, the youth 30 and under. You know what I'm saying? Just sitting there talking to him, man. I told him what I did. And actually, Jermaine Cooper, man, Pleasure P, brother.
Yeah.
Jermaine Cooper was like, this Mighty Mike, man, he on the radio, da da da. I was like, man, that's He was like, oh, so you know, he was like, yeah, man. He was like, yeah, Jamal, I forgot to tell you. He's like, man, yeah, my nephew Jet, he's down in Lauderdale, he's making big noise, man. I'm like, man, well, definitely, I gotta holler at him then. So once I, like, maybe a week went by, maybe. You know what I'm saying? And then I reached out to you. I hit you on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I reached out to you and was like, yeah, bro, I just, you know what I'm saying? Any kind of little, it don't even matter. Like, but see, like you said, you just got to go through it.
You got to go through it.
Going through it, bro, it's like, whew,
you got to go through it, though.
It's like, different. It's definitely different, bro. Like, it's definitely different going through it. Like, me seeing some people who, like you said, I've seen a lot of people when I was in ATL, bro, and like listening to sets and like kind of hearing, like, damn, okay, this gets me, you know what I'm saying, cool and funny and all that shit be, you know what I'm saying? But like seeing niggas like stand up or niggas maybe on shows or in little, you know what I'm saying? But that shit be funny, but your stand up trash, but you gotta like, you kinda gotta like, you gotta pick a lane. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It's getting to the point where it's like, bro, it's getting weird, bro, cause like you'll see people who do stand up, like, bro, cause I'm not really on the skits, bro. I probably help people out with it. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
Bro. How you feel? You think you can cut a knife? Like, one time I had got hired to write a whole 10 skits for a company. They asked me to write 10 skits. They gave me a nice budget, and I was supposed to bring in comedians. And I bought in some skit comedians, and they really wasn't rocking. But I bought in one skit comedian. I gotta say his name. Fat and Funny Kitchen.
Yeah.
Man, he wrote 5 skits. 2 hours, and I mean when I say they funny and classic, yeah. Dog, I rock with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. I've heard of bro, man, but I've never had a chance to meet him. I'm definitely.
Oh, that's gonna happen. Though. That's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's definitely. I gotta link with bro, cause I done heard of him, bro. Like, I definitely done heard of him, cause you know, in this comedy thing, once you, it's crazy. Like, you know, rappers it's crazy how many rappers you know, but it's crazy how many comedians I know, bro. Like, it's crazy how many people once you be like, man, oh, okay, it's really like a circuit like this. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? People are really doing things like this. Like, it's really that serious. Like,
I was on the road with some comedians one time, and it felt like when we had got in the car. We got to the venue. We got everybody got in the car, and everybody grabbed their bags and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it felt like we were some superheroes. You know what I'm saying? Like the way we walked through the lobby, I was like, man, we some real life superheroes. Like,
yeah.
People love to laugh, bro. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Bro, people love stand up, bro. People love comedy. People love to be happy, and comedy makes you happy. It makes people happy, and people like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't nobody want to be like. Man, nobody want to be sad all the time. Like, I watch stand up regularly. You know what I'm saying? Me and my son, we watch stand up, bro. Like, it's a good feeling to watch someone that can talk about something that you can relate to. And that's one thing about my stand up. I like to relate. You feel me?
Exactly. That's bro. I think it's something like when you're doing it, like when you got your crowd, you like all your stuff. Like, you have to relate. That's what kind of like draws people in. You have to, I have my life. My problems are definitely not the same as yours, but they're similar. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could relate. Like, when you talk about a baby mama and having, like, I can understand that, because, you know what I'm saying? I got cousins, sisters, and like, and I know how they act. And I, you know what I'm saying? From a different point of view, this is coming from a brother. Like, sometimes it'd be like, okay, man, you be wanting to call your brother or your cousin or your baby daddy to come beat the nigga up. But, like, your brother or your cousin might be like, man, listen, I ain't on that shit.
Yeah.
Like, listen, bro. Like, don't be calling me on no.
Yeah, don't get me involved in that shit. I got a sister, and I got a daughter. I used to always look at their baby dads and be like, man, y'all making shit, man. Like, what's wrong with y'all, man? You know what I'm saying? But then I became a baby daddy.
Exactly. Then you started understanding the point of view of the baby daddy. Yeah.
Okay. But then again, though, even though I understood, I still like. I still move different. Like, I don't man, I talk about it all the time. I like, I never try to make it hard for her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So exactly. I pay the daycares. I make sure I'm picking them up when I got to. Not even because of her. Like, I truly enjoy hanging out with my son. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my dog. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's how it's supposed to be, bro.
Yeah, I'd much rather hang out with him than be hanging out with a bunch of niggas that I don't, like, I mean, I may know, but I don't know. You know, you don't know what niggas
be. And that you don't really fuck with like that.
It's, yeah, like
it's a different thing, bro. And we chill, bro, for about what, 5 days?
Yeah, we linked.
Like, we linked, bro, because you know what I'm saying? The real, like I said, real do recognize real. You understand? It's like, man, shit, we vibing. Like, bro, it's like, you know, women doing comedy. We too young. You know what I'm saying? African-American men doing what the fuck we supposed to be doing, taking care of our responsibilities and going for our dream, man. So why the fuck would you not want to do for us?
That was definitely a good week in comedy for me. That definitely woke me up, you know what I'm saying?
It just make you, bro, especially like steel sharp as steel, bro. So when you got two people who, you know what I'm saying, really doing this, like, bro, like, people ask me how long I've been doing it, and I've been like, I've been doing it for like a little over a year, and they're like, oh, you're still fresh, you're still new. And nah. I see they set, and I'll see, you know what I'm saying, and not sounding cocky, like, I feel like I'm a lot more comfortable.
Yeah, but see, when somebody watch you, they ain't gonna say, oh, yeah, they ain't gonna look at you about you. You look seasoned, like, you on shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not telling you this. But try doing it for, like, man, try doing stand up 5 days a week for a month straight. You know what I'm saying? And then that's when you can be like, okay, this comedian, because one time I went crazy with stand-up, man. I did stand-up for 3 months in maybe like 10 different cities. I was staying up, just bouncing around. This before I had a son, you know what I'm saying? I'm like bouncing around for 3 months in different cities, Chicago, New York, Brooklyn, like New Jersey, you know what I'm saying? I was down south, Alabama, Tennessee, Atlanta. That's when I started like trying to find out where I want to stay at, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And man, dog, like to get up on stage every night, no matter what happens in a day, that's a different comedian. You know,
yeah.
Like you never got bad news 3 days in a row at 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, right before you going up on stage. You're like, damn, I still got to get up on stage. You still got to perform. You know what I'm saying?
So that's what, bro. When I first started. I was trying to do something at least twice a week. And this was like when I first started. Like, I'm talking about my first 6 months, bro. I banged out so many shows. And I was like, okay, this might be something.
Have you ever bombed before? Like a real bomb?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Have you ever got booed?
Nah, never got booed.
Man, let me tell you, getting booed is rude. I got booed, boy. I done got booed at least 4 times, dog, just for saying the wrong fucking thing.
You said booed. How many?
At least 4 times. I know, man, I got booed.
But you got years in this shit, though, bro.
Yeah, but still, though, it's like, when I think about it, I can laugh about it, because I'm quite sure about some of the same people that are looking funny as fuck. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it was just like, it was really early on, and it was really inconsistent comedy that got me booed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got booed one time. I was hosting the show, and I had got booed in my hometown. Like, I opened up, got booed, bought up another comedian, came back out, got booed again. They bought a whole show. This is me being hosted. What you doing? I went to my car and cried. And I was the shit for a long time. I had this little chick there, man. And she was there, and I promise you, ever since that show happened, I have not spoken to her. Like, even the pics I put up showing them killing shit, and she was not.
Boy, you bombed out the pussy, boy.
Damn, bombed. I mean, straight bombed, bro. But it comes with the game. It comes with the territory. But
it definitely does. Everybody have off night, man. Jordan had plenty off nights, so.
Man, well, my off night.
I
can read my off night, so I can tell. I'm like, all right, this is not gonna work for me tonight. 5 minutes it is. You know what I'm saying? 5 minutes it is. Guest spot time. Gotta get the fuck up here, boy. One night I will not stay up there and just get looked at, dog. Get me the fuck up here. 5 minutes it is, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Kyle.
Bro, you're not even gonna try to win the crowd, man.
Nope, ain't got time. I'm trying to win y'all over. That's it. 5 minutes, sir. Huh? Y'all have a good night. Yes, sir. You got time for that shit. Get the fuck out of here, bro. I got a whole baby out.
Yeah. Hey, bro, but I ain't gonna lie. When I'm like, I ain't like, well, yeah, I say I bought. Yeah, I was like, I was in Boca, bro, and I was going in on this dude, man. Like, I even, like, you know, I know I even bombed. I it was so bad, bro. I when I heard me after, like, when I watched the recording and shit, bro, I started talking. I was talking different than all, bro.
Your voice changed?
Bro, nah, I was talking different than all, bro, trying to get the crowd, like, I was trying to, like, whiten it up, it was not working.
Did you think about it the next day?
Did I think about it? Hell yeah, bro, like, as soon as I got on stage, dog, like, it was like folk claps, like, all the people who I came with, like, and then, like, it was, like, when they didn't see nobody clapping, like, they stopped, like, like, I got like four claps from four people.
Did you leave? Did you leave immediately?
No, bro. I sat back there and watched a little bit of the show.
Now, one time I got booed at Uptown. Man, how about I sat backstage for 15 minutes? My homeboys was calling me. Ain't answer the phone for nobody.
Hey, did you hear them laughing at somebody else after you?
Oh, they were roaring because the host came up and they arrived. The host was like, man, y'all coming up in there and they ain't do shit. They're like, man, that shit was not funny. I don't know what's wrong here tonight. That shit was not funny. Hey, boy, go home and rewrite that shit. And then, boy.
He was flaming your ass. He was flaming your ass. I already know it. Man, that shit would have been. Oh, man. That would have been.
What's your social media?
My social media, Comedian Beta Mall. Comedian BAITEMMAUL.
Okay.
Comedian Beta Mall.
That's how they find you on Facebook too?
Yeah, man. Everything. Facebook. Yeah. All that. Well, just Facebook and Instagram. I don't really fuck with my Twitter like that. Like,
we had a really good conversation tonight, man. I appreciate you, bro.
Hey, I appreciate you, my brother, man. You man, be before, safe, man.
Before you get up out of here, man. I'll bring you back in on another episode. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about some real comedy underground shit.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, brother. You be easy.
All right. You too, my brother.
Yes, sir.